You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. Thank you for tuning in to WGOD, which is the frequency where God is broadcasting all day long, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. God is always broadcasting. Are you tuned into His frequency? Well, I'll tell you what, you are for 15 minutes here today as we are in the Word of God, because we know where God broadcasts, and that is in His Word. And that's where we are at here. This is part four of a one sermon I preached a couple weeks ago at the church that I pastor, which is Island Community Church. We're located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. If you're looking for a good church, we are a small fellowship, around 25 people. You know, I love small churches, and I know a lot of you do as well. Nice small church where you know each other's names, a small church where you're really missed, heartfelt, if you're not there on a Sunday, where you don't go anonymous, and that you'd missed if you're not there, and a small church with caring people who really care about you, and a pastor who is always available where you have his home phone number as well. So if you are looking for a church like that, a small church, if you're looking for a church home, we would welcome you to, and we do welcome you. I welcome you as the pastor to Island Community Church, again at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, Sunday morning at 10:30. Now this is the last part. It's all one sermon, but I cut it into four parts. The sermon is entitled, Who is the Antichrist? Now, I was really reluctant to preach this, first off, because it was on a Mother's Day, and I was afraid of the backlash of preaching something serious on Mother's Day instead of a bunch of fluff or something that would just have no lasting value toward the kingdom. Now, don't get me wrong, honoring mothers on Mother's Day is very, very important. And I gave God every opportunity to change this sermon, and He didn't. And I've come to the realization that this could be the last Mother's Day on earth without this man here running rampant here on the world. And, you know, time is short. I heard on the radio today, I heard J. Vernon McGee say, you know, now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. And he said, it's high time to wake up out of sleep. And that is so true. It is high time to wake up. Now, this message here, this is part four of this sermon, Who is the Antichrist? It's a 9 points. So there could have been more. It's a 9 points of who this man is. If you've missed the others, please go to WGODontheair.net. And that's where you can hear the other three parts of this or that whole sermon in its entirety. Okay, let's get into the Word of God here today. This is Who is the Antichrist, part four.
Number eight, right? That's where we're at. The Antichrist will say he is God. The Antichrist will say he is God. Scripture verse, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. He opposes, again, speaking of this man, he opposes and exalts himself above everything that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So let's add 2 + 2 here today. If a man sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God, this is multiple choice. Who are people going to think he is? A, Babe Ruth. B, Almighty God. This is the verse the Lord gave me as I was preparing for this message. It's the first thing on the handout. Now understand the magnitude of this verse. All who dwell on the earth will worship him. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life from the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. All who dwell on the earth will worship him. If there's anyone here in this church here today that has not received Jesus Christ, I promise you today you will worship this man. I promise you, on the authority of the Word of God, I, Paul W. Esposito, promise you today, if you have not received Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will worship this man. That's my promise. As sure as if you shoot me down with a bullet, I'll die. I sure promise you, if you refuse and do not bow the knee to Jesus Christ and call him Lord, you'll fall for this hook, line, and sinker. And you're going to have help. God's going to help you. We'll get to that one too coming up here in a minute. All who dwell on the earth will worship him. This concerns me. Anyone here have any family members that aren't saved? How about a friend? Do you know perhaps one friend? Well, if he's still alive at this time, all who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Now, I'll put the number who are deceived by this, I'll put it conservatively and guess 2.5 billion. You think of McDonald's, right? It says billions and billions served. Here it's billions and billions are deceived. All who dwell on the earth will worship him. Number nine. God will see to it that you believe number 8 if you reject his son. That's number 9. Number 9 is God will see to it that you believe in number 8 if you reject him. All right, where is that in the Bible? 2 Thessalonians 2:9. Of course it's in the Bible. Your pastor's told you that, hasn't he? The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all powers, that's raising people from the dead, signs, that's calling fire down out of heaven, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them a strong delusion. God will send. It doesn't say Satan's going to send it. God sends it. God will send them a strong delusion so that they should believe the lie. What's the lie? Point number 8. Sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. If you refuse Jesus Christ and say no to him today, then God's going to say, I reckon I can accommodate you. And he's going to give you a little help to believe number 8. Now, today is a day of grace. This altar is open here today. Freedom to receive Jesus Christ here, right here today and now is the opportunity. Today is the day to believe in Jesus Christ. Of your own free will and free choice. I invite you, bow the knee to the Savior. Receive him today. God's going to use this man to separate the sheep from the goats. Note in this text the reason why people perish. I just read to you. People perish because they refuse love. Fascinating. It doesn't say that they die for the sins that they committed. They die for refusing love. What a travesty that is, church. God's standing here with outstretched arms. And he loves us. Right? God demonstrates his own love towards us. And that while we're still sinners, Christ died for us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. There's hope in this message today. That is, receive Jesus Christ. Receive Jesus Christ. Your eyes will be open to the truth. Your name will be written in the book of life. You won't fall. This Revelation 13:8, it's not going to apply to you. All right. Why all this? Why did God put all this stuff in the Bible? Two reasons. Number one, so that you would not be deceived. God's given us the ending from the beginning. We know what's going to happen. He's got a lot more to say about this than if your German shepherd's going to go to heaven when he dies. He does, right? I hope. And your dog too, Melinda. No answer to that, but there's one or two verses on this man in here, isn't there? Why? Because God doesn't want you to be deceived. Oh. Number two. Why is all this stuff here in the Bible on this man? So that you would believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's why. Revelation 19:10 says this. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. All of this book is written so you believe Jesus Christ is Lord. Everything in here, everything from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, everything is in here so you will believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Why Bible prophecy? So you'll believe Jesus Christ is Lord. Why does God speak the ending from the beginning? So you'll believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's the reason why. God wants to reconcile you back to him. And he's already paid the price. His name is Jesus, died on the cross. All we have to do is receive him. Okay. We're done. Let me just say this. You know, really, we could add at number 10, which would have been John chapter 5, verse 43, which says, I come in my own name and you don't receive me. If another comes in his own name, him you will receive. Let me leave you with this. Your mission today, as Jim Phelps would say, your mission today, if you decide to accept it, is this. Is to get as many people as humanly possible out of group number one and into group number two. Group number one, that is all those who haven't received Jesus Christ. Into group number two. That is, whose names are written in the book of life. That's the mission here. What do I do with this message here today? And that is, let God use you. Let God use you to take people out of this group here that are on a slippery slope, on their way hellbound to this group over here, whose names are written in the book of life. How? I don't have the answer to that, but God will show you how. But God wants to use you. I don't have the answers. I'm just a preacher. I believe at your disposal is things that you can use to give to people to open up their eyes. I'll make this sermon available. If you want this sermon, ask me again. I'll burn some copies of it, and you can use that. But there's so many resources, so many great preachers, so many things you can use to help. God will show you. I believe that. So let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily.